while we're waiting for questions to get in the queue, can you start us off with a brief opening statement?
Sure. Obviously, disappointing loss here this last week against TCU. I think they're really, really a fine team. I was more impressed. I was impressed going in, more impressed kind of coming out. It was a very physical game. It was played very fast on a very hot day, and I think both teams kind of spent it by the very end. We had a bad third quarter in the sense that the kickoff return for a touchdown and the ensuing fumble in the next possession created that 14-point swing. And then the rest of the game was played pretty evenly along those lines. And so I'm pleased with where we're at as a football team other than that third quarter. I think we're getting better. Our young guys are starting to grow up a little bit more and got another huge challenge this week and a very good Iowa team.
Thank you, Coach. Our first question this morning comes from Paul Boren with the Sports Exchange. Please go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Coach, how have you seen the offense develop? Obviously, you played pretty well. The other day.
Well, I think we played pretty well. You know, the thing that was frustrating to me was the fact that, you know, Florida State's an excellent defense, as Oklahoma found out. And so I wasn't going to gauge everything off of Florida State. And in the Grambling game, we missed some plays. It wasn't so much that we didn't, you know, we obviously ran the ball effectively against Grambling. And so I was kind of curious going into this game. This is a very, very good TCU defense. Regardless of what happened, in the Baylor game where they hit some explosion plays on, which generally doesn't happen to them, that was just more one guy than anything else. But we were able to, we made plays this last week on offense in the passing game, which we hadn't been doing quite as consistently as what I would have liked. Had to kind of get away from the run game a little bit. And we were running the ball semi-effectively. It's nice to have some balance. But then the third quarter, 14-point swing, and they dominated the field, the time of possession in the third quarter and had 12 minutes. You look up, and now it's the fourth quarter against a very good defense. And so that impacted our game plan quite a bit going, with offensively in the fourth quarter. But our guys are, I'm really pleased with our freshman offensive linemen. They have not, they have not spit the bit in any form or fashion so far, in any of these games. And they've gone up against some pretty impressive people when you start talking about Florida State, TCU.
What are defenses doing to Luther Ambrose?
Nothing really. I mean, but it's Luther hasn't he hasn't been quite as consistent. He wasn't a consistent player last year. We've got some other guys that have really kind of stepped up more. And it's not so much that we're disappointed in Luther or any of those other kinds of things. Last year, we were very, Tavares May was a very young player. Brent Leonard was a very young player in terms of experience. And those players have stepped up more often and made more plays for us.
Is the strain of, obviously these three games plus Grammy, is that a concern, just that it's going to wear on the team extent?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think there's any question that I think we've had to play three emotional games in the sense that obviously you have to be up for Florida State and TCU because they're nationally ranked. And then you've got a rivalry game in Grambling where you know that you're going to get a great effort out of them. And again, a lot of our players had, ties, to Grambling in terms of people they played against or played with. And so we've had to play three emotional games and we'll have to play another one this week. And, we start talking about having to play on an emotional high 4 weeks in a row. Sometimes that's difficult to maintain.
But now you're going up against Iowa, and Iowa lost a running back in the first game. It looked like they replaced him pretty well.
Yeah, I think, they're, with the nature of their style of offense, they're always, going to be able to recruit really fine running backs because of it's a running back dominated offense, and so they've got I think they've got enough stock of running backs up there to not be as concerned. You hate to lose starters, but obviously, again, their offense flows through their running back, and consequently, they're always going to have good backs and always have over the years.
Finally, I believe Aaron Munoz was kind of hampered in practice. I don't know if he's coming the last four times the other day. Is he back healthy now?
Actually, Aaron Munoz has been fine. He hasn't been hampered at all. Now, Roddy DeBoer, the kicker, has been the one that was injured early in camp, re-injured his leg against Grambling, and is probably out for the rest of the season.
Oh, he's going to be out.
Probably so. That's correct.
Okay, I guess I was thinking of him with Aaron. I'm sorry. All right, well, that'll take care of me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Coach. That's all the questions we have for you today. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.